Hello, and welcome to Arizona Living. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. All of today's articles will be coming from the Flagstaff Business News, and we'll start it off with a real nice guy. And nice is spelled G-N-E-I-S-S. Northern Arizona holds epic opportunity for outdoor adventure. Hiking, biking, camping, rafting, skiing, and more. It's all possible here and all impossibly good. Born and raised in Flagstaff, Santo Maon spends his share of time out there. From family exploits to his current summer gig as a river guide for Grand Canyon youth, Manon is usually either on or planning the next adventure. Yet something else is on his mind too. "I always had some sort of bag I used to carry all of my things," Manon recalled. "And I started making packs so I could create the perfect bag for me. Now I like to share that passion by making custom packs for others." That passion is developing a growing following. Nice Packs, G-N-E-I-S-S, Packs, has moved beyond clever wordplay. Nice is pronounced nice, is banded metamorphic rock made from other rocks, to custom river gear, high-quality backpacks, and stylish accessories for mountain living. The quality is sewn in by Manon himself, when he can be coaxed in from outside. "I started my sewing career working at the local outdoor store, SMR, or Snow Mountain River," he said. "There, I learned how to use a sewing machine as well as how to make products with heavy-duty fabrics. I gained a passion for the art, and in 2022, I started making my own products, with the main focus being backpacks. Those packs, custom made to order, are available through his Nice Packs Instagram at Nice Packs, G-N-E-I-S-S-P-A-C-K-S. Yet fortune favors the brave, so Manon has broadened both offerings and local distribution. "I'm also selling Nice Packs little meshies and Nice Packs sediment satchels at the Juice and Pub Eatery in downtown Flagstaff," he said. "Both lifestyle selections, they appeal to those who want smart, practical pieces in town and also serve to grow brand awareness. My customer base mainly consists of family and friends," Manon said. "And though there are many of those to keep him busy, tourist traffic throughout the summer has brought up sales. It's just right for his slow brand build for now. My short-term goal for Nice Packs is to supplement my income," he said. "The long-term goal is to have a brick-and-mortar store. With a storefront, I would be able to decrease production time with employment and increase sales with visibility. Such a hand-sewn dream has precedent in Flagstaff, from Barry Ward stitching his climbing, biking, and rafting A5 Gimpsman packs to Rich Schaup, a.k.a. Schaup Dog, creating a next-gen bike packing Crater Packs, now based in Telluride, at craterpacks.com. "My dad bought me a pack shoop made, and that's where I got the idea that making a backpack was even possible, Manon said. So now, as Nice Packs grows, is it form following function? Or the other way around? Or maybe both? Those are the questions for young Manon as his passion for creating requires time spent inside. Yet time outside fuels his passion. As he scrambles to answer questions here, he's also packing. As a Grand Canyon youth guide, this will be the first time rowing his own boat full of middle and high school kids down southwestern rivers. It's another passion fulfilled by that longing to be out there, only now with a safe, stylish way to bring your stuff. Indeed, as Manon acknowledged, I've had a love for the outdoors since I was born. This article was written by Billy Miller of the Flagstaff Business News. You are listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Across the country and back, Americana's new GM returns to his northern Arizona roots, September 7th, 2025. Dominic Nez, the new general manager of Flagstaff's Americana Motor Hotel, says he got into the hospitality industry because of a late lunch and serendipity. Nez was interested in becoming an accountant. That plan went out the classroom window when he was attending orientation sessions at Northern Arizona University 25 years ago. After a late lunch with his mother, the only session left that afternoon was for the School of Hotel and Restaurant Management. Professor John Hales sold me on hospitality, and he became my mentor and advisor. It worked out perfectly for me, said Nez, who has a long resume with hotel management jobs in Phoenix, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Florida, and across the Southwest. Up to that point, I had always dreamed of seeing the world and was delighted to find a career path that would allow me to do exactly that. Nez was director of operations at the Americana, joining the team a few months after the renovated hotel opened in July of 2023. He was appointed general manager this spring, replacing Zach Miller. Nez leads a staff of 17 employees and four managers. The new GM will focus on elevating day-to-day operations, deepening guest connections, and leading the hotel into its next phase of growth in the Flagstaff community, according to a news release from Practice Hospitality. In 2023, the Dallas-based hotel management company led the colorful renovation of the 1962 Motor Hotel on Route 66. Nez's experience includes leadership roles at four Sedona resorts, a Hilton, Poco Diablo, Amara, and Element. He had a great career, not only with Hilton, but with several other hotel companies and different types of hotels, said Hales, who taught at NEU from 1995 to 2018, after 25 years with Marriott. He was kind of quiet, but very energetic when he came to NAU, Hales said. But it's the kind of personality that fits well with hospitality. Nez is an Arizona native. I grew up on the Navajo Reservation, Nez said. We didn't have running water or electricity until I was 7. We moved to Chinle for kindergarten. Nez attended Pinyon High School west of Chinle in northeastern Arizona. Chinle is near Canyon de Chelly National Monument. His graduating class in 2000 was the first to go all 4 years to Pinyon High. My aunt, Agnes Whitehair, raised me during high school. She was very adamant about playing sports and being active. Nez played basketball, football, and baseball for the Eagles. My aunt was amazing. She was at every game. I decided not to play basketball my senior year, but my aunt insisted. She said, "If you are going to live under my roof, you are going to play basketball." He was back in the gym on the second day of preseason practice. Nez said he and a cousin, 1 year younger, had a friendly competition during high school for good grades and athletic achievements. "I really attribute a lot of that competition to my success," he said, adding, "I deeply admire the Navajo mothers in my life. Their strength, resilience, and guidance have made me into the leader that I am today." During his senior year at NAU, Nez was in a select group of students picked for internships. He stayed fairly close to home with a management training position at the Point Hilton Squaw Peak in Phoenix. That opportunity launched a 15-year career with Hilton, taking me across the country and ultimately to my current role as general manager at Americana Hotel. In Flagstaff, Nez greets each morning with a walk to work. It's a simple but intentional ritual that allows me to decompress, reflect, and mentally prepare for the day ahead. This article was written by Peter Corbett of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. Local radio, your business advantage across northern and central Arizona, September the 4th, 2025. A region as unique as northern and central Arizona, small and medium-sized businesses need marketing that truly connects with the community. That's where local radio shines. Trusted, far-reaching, and rooted right here at home. Radio that reaches your customers. From Flagstaff to Prescott, Cottonwood to Camp Verde, and every mile of scenic highway in between, radio cuts through the mountains, canyon, and high desert where digital ads often fail. With signals like 95.9 FM, 102.9 FM, and more, your business message is heard consistently by the customers you want most, even where internet access is spotty. A voice people trust. Local radio is more than background noise. It's a daily habit. Listeners tune into their favorite stations for reliable weather, local news, and community updates. That trust extends to the businesses they hear advertised alongside that content, giving your brand credibility and staying power. Building community, building business. In towns spread across wide distances, radio creates shared experiences. Call-in shows, local interviews, and event coverage keep people connected, and your advertising becomes part of that connection. That sense of belonging strengthens how people feel about your business. Reaching every generation. Radio isn't limited by age or platform. According to Nielsen, 92% of U.S. adults listen weekly. Seniors enjoy morning shows, families catch updates on the go, and younger audiences stream stations on apps. Your campaign reaches them all, on air and online. Proven ROI for local business. Radio works. For every $1 spent, radio generates an average of $6 in sales. That's a return small and medium businesses can count on. And with streaming options, you get the combined power of traditional radio's broad reach and digital's precision. Your local growth partner. Whether you're a restaurant in Prescott, a retail shop in Flagstaff, or a service provider in Cottonwood, local radio delivers the trust, reach, and results you need to grow. In central and northern Arizona, radio isn't just media. It's your most powerful connection to the community. This article was written by Mike Jensen, who is the Regional Director of Sales and Marketing at Yavapai Broadcasting in central and northern Arizona. You're listening to Arizona Living from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Mike Tantau continues his steady influence on northern Arizona education. September 7th, 2025. His name might not sound familiar, but you can bet Matt Tantau has had an impact on thousands of lives. For more than two decades, he's been quietly championing for access, equity, and student success in higher education while working at Northern Arizona University. Tantau first came to NAU around 2000 to attend college. He fell in love with the campus and the community and never looked back. Originally from Exeter, California, a small town south of Fresno in the Central Valley, you can see why Tantau felt at home in Flagstaff. There are certain similarities between the two towns. Exeter offers views of the Sierra Nevada mountains and easy access to hiking, camping, and fishing. It is close to Sequoia National Park. The town has a walkable downtown area and is known for its strong public art scene and sense of community. And finally, a major railroad used to run through town. Commonalities aside, when it comes to work, Tantau approaches it with clear purpose, to ensure that every student has the opportunity to thrive. His passion lies not just in the numbers, but in the stories of the student body, from first-generation college students to rural scholars, to those who, with the right support, find their way. For Tantau, education isn't just a field, it's a calling, one that continues to shape his leadership and vision for the future. Tantau has led various positions through his more than 18 years at NAU. He worked his way up from Associate Director of Campus Services and Activities to Associate Vice President of Business and Educational Partnerships for the Office of Economic Mobility and Social Impact. He also holds a bachelor's degree in electronic media, journalism, and a master's in educational leadership, both from NAU. Although still in Flagstaff, Tantau recently made a change in his career, taking a position with the Arizona Board of Regents as Associate Vice President of Planning and Strategic Initiatives. Although the move from NAU was bittersweet, he says he looks forward to supporting Arizona's students and public universities. When I think about my commitment to student success and my desire to expand access to college, including NAU and all of our public institutions, it's deeply rooted in my own experience as a student. I had an incredible journey shaped by faculty and staff like Dr. Dale Hoskins, who were true champions of my success. My story is a reminder of how NAU and our state institutions can create vibrant communities where students gain valuable skills, are challenged, supported, and empowered to thrive. And when they graduate, they're prepared not only to lead lives of impact, but to contribute meaningfully to their communities. As an Eagle Scout and holding an active position on the Grand Canyon Council Executive Board, Tantau brings a servant leader's mindset to everything he does, proving that true leadership in higher education means not just shaping systems, but guiding people, expanding opportunity, and helping the next generation rise. This article was written by Mary Marini of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. Sweet Grand Canyon Chocolate adds Flagstaff Shop, September 7th, 2025. Grand Canyon Chocolate has opened a candy shop in downtown Flagstaff after 5 years of serving sweets to some of Grand Canyon's 4.5 million annual visitors. An enterprise of the Stickler family, Grand Canyon Chocolate Factory opened in fall of 2020 in Tusayan, the gateway town to the South Rim. Grand Canyon Chocolate opened in Flagstaff August 1st for Flagstaff's first Friday Art Walk. The new store, headed by Tyler Stickler, is at 109 North LaRue Street, next to the now-closed Planet Science shop. Stickler works with his brothers, Connor and Logan, along with their parents, Patrick and Victoria. Grand Canyon Chocolate sells fudge, taffy, candied apples, gelato, coffee, espresso, and of course, chocolate. The shop is in a long, narrow space. It features an impressive 25-foot photographic mural of the Grand Canyon and a colorful lighted sign with an image of Grand Canyon and the Colorado River. Tyler Stickler, a 2019 graduate of Flagstaff High School, was student body president and captain of the football and track teams for the Eagles. Downtown has two other candy stores. Flagstaff Chocolate Company is in the Old Town Shops directly across from Grand Canyon Chocolate. The Sweet Shop candy store is a block away at 15 East Aspen Avenue. This article was written by Peter Corbett of the Flagstaff Business News. Comprehensive Property Management Services, helping you protect and grow your investment. September 4th, 2025. Owning commercial property in Arizona can be a rewarding way to build long-term wealth, but managing it day-to-day often comes with challenges. That's where a property management service would step in. The goal of property management is simple: to protect your investment maximize its potential, and provide a smooth experience for both owners and tenants. From marketing and leasing to ongoing tenant relations, a property management company takes care of the details, so you don't have to. They create professional listings, screen tenants thoroughly, and manage leases in full compliance with local and state regulations. Once tenants are in place, they should maintain open lines of communication, handle renewals, and address concerns quickly and fairly. Financial management is a cornerstone of what property management companies do. This includes overseeing rent collection, monitoring late payments, and providing transparent reporting so owners always have a clear picture of their property's performance. With online portals and year-end accounting, managing your investment is straightforward and stress-free. You've been listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.